Moving on, we have the next item is consideration of diesel generation adjustment charge for December 2025 billing period. The Assembly is asked to consider implementing the diesel generation adjustment charge for the December 2025 billing period. This adjustment would recover unanticipated costs incurred during the periods of peak demand when diesel generation was required. A memo from Utility Director Hagerman is attached. And there is a motion, a suggested motion, if somebody would like to make that motion.
Mr. Mayor, I would move to apply the diesel generation adjustment charge to the December 2025 utility billing.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. I think it was Member Stanton Greger's motion and Member Newman seconded. Discussion. Member Mucci.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My questions were going to be kind of similar to the harbor rate increase. Are all the communities involved with our power generation paying the same surcharge?
To the mayor, so it may not be the same surcharge, but it is all of the member utilities on the SEPA system do have diesel generation adjustment in their code.
And so is that a yes, all the rest of the communities are implementing rate increases?
They have the ability to. I do not know if they are as a result of the recent cold snap.
So my question, Mr. Mayor, is why would Petersburg pay for this peak shaving efforts and be the only member of the communities that pay it? Why wouldn't all three communities pay this similar? You know, for me, in a similar conversation with the reserves, if we have $3.2 million in the electrical utility, that's there, I don't know if it's all there from rate increases, but, and again, I keep hearing from community members that everything keeps going up, and like it was mentioned earlier, the noose is getting tighter, and it just seems unfair to me, and I know I keep telling my kids life isn't fair, but it seems unfair to me that Petersburg would be the only community paying this increase without the other communities paying, if we're all in this tie inner tie together.
Mr. Mayor, may I jump in?
Please.
So, Mike, first of all, our system is in better shape than either of the other two communities. So just as a general, and we purposely do that. We want, people don't like power outages. So keeping the system in good shape helps for that. As far as the surcharge goes, we can't control what other communities do. I mean, so what we do control is coordination with them as far as running diesel to backstop the really cold weather we had. So if Wrangell chooses not to charge it, they're choosing to absorb the cost. I'm just making as an example. Petersburg is saying we don't want to absorb the cost because we won't, you know, you talked about the balance in power and light. That's about half of what it should be right now. I mean, the minute we're done with this Scow Bay generator, we need to start a whole new project that's going to run 3-4 million, 5 million. Okay, sorry, not a lot of money. We don't have the money right now because we just don't. So I understand people's concerns. We're all having to pay higher bills across the board. We've got tariffs that are impacting steel and aluminum and all sorts of other. It's not going to be easy. The Assembly's going to have to make some tough choices. We charge the surcharge because it's the right thing to do, and it's in our ordinance to basically charge when we have to run those diesels. And unfortunately, it got really, really cold this year, and so we had to share that diesel load with Wrangell and Ketchikan. Down the road, I mean, we've had years where it's not an issue. But anyway, Carl or Steve?
If I may jump in there. Remember, we're way above. SEPA power was sent to us. We maxed out. All three communities were way above what they can actually provide. So what came to the community then is that Carl had no choice but to add diesel generation or to actually have some kind of a reserve or some kind of a rolling blackout of some sort to do it. There was no other choice. So he chose to do that. The difference in cost, and I won't have this quite right, is about 60 cents a kilowatt hour versus about 9.2 cents wholesale cost of kilowatt hour. That's a significant difference. And Carl and I looked at that. There was a plan between us and Wrangell that to provide for that diesel generation. They ran a day, we ran a day. So they provided our needs for a day, we provided their needs for a day or thereabouts or and beyond. And so we really did, you know, as far as the two communities go here, with what Carl had done is what I've seen is that we're pretty equal in terms of, you know, the generation from the diesels. Whether their generation costs more, you know, per kilowatt than ours, I don't know the answer to that, and I don't know if Carl does. But I think as far as what we provided was fairly equal between the two communities, what they provided us and we provided them. Am I in the ballpark, Carl?
Mr. Mayor, that's correct. You know, we generated, we share that peak shaving generation and that cold weather. And, you know, the Wrangell stood up to the task just like we did. As the manager mentioned, we have no control over how other utilities handle these costs, whether they plan for them, you know, in their budget. We do not. We do plan for a major outlay towards fuel, and we do have the SEPA shutdown every June. That hasn't happened yet in this fiscal year, so we need to make sure that we've got enough money to buy fuel for that effort. And being that this cold snap happened so early in the winter, we didn't know where we were going to go for the rest of the winter. You know, that could have lasted, you know, 2 months. And so it's prudent to bring this to the assembly. It is the assembly's discretion on whether to charge this diesel generation adjustment. That's why we're here, but we're trying to do the prudent thing and make sure that we can cover all costs for the rest of the budget year.
Member Stanton Gregor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think the manager said it very well, as did Carl there. If we're talking about paying a bit of an adjusted rate as a rate payer or having rolling brownouts, I'm going to, in the middle of December, I'm paying a little bit extra during that cold. Not to be simple in my language, but I think that's a no-brainer. I don't think the town wants rolling brownouts when it's 3 degrees outside. Making it for the surcharge on the back end, it's an act of God. It's weather. I'd rather not pay more for many things, but I sure as heck am glad my electricity stayed on during that huge cold snap, so I'll obviously be voting yes on this.
Member Nucci.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I'm not in favor of rolling blackouts. I'm not in, you know, I appreciate what Power and Light does. I tell them all the time, personally and professionally, I think they're doing a great job. What I'm concerned about is the ratepayers here. I mean, whether it's 3% or a small amount, that's not the point. The point is unforeseen costs like this in an economic time that is kind of frail, as far as I'm concerned, with the commercial fishing fleet and the local economy kind of soft from time to time. I just feel for the ratepayers, and I'm not going to vote for that. Thank you.
Member Newman.
Thank you. Do we know how much the rate is going to be per, I mean, I know it's based on usage, but can you give us any general idea?
Through the mayor. So in the memo, there's a calculation in the code we arrive at the number. And the calculations show that it was roughly a 1/3 of a cent per kilowatt hour that the customers are going to pay for their December usage.
Okay, so then the average household, how much would that be? And then how much are we talking that it's going to generate? So if the borough did absorb that, how much is that number, or what is that number? And then what would the average cost per household be?
So we're trying to recover about $24,000 in unanticipated expenses. That's fuel and lube oil and overtime. that we expended during that cold snap at 1/3 of a cent per kilowatt hour. For somebody that uses 3,000 kilowatt hours, that's not an average, but it was a really cold time, so there's probably a few houses that hit that number. That's about $9.60 of an adjustment that they'll see for somebody that used 3,000 kilowatt hours in December.
Member Martin.
I think this whole discussion illustrates how important it is that we have a good hydropower system. So I'll be voting for it. I would rather this just be automatic.
Any other questions from assembly members?
I'll just comment that I think that, you know, the average household, if they did use 3,000 kilowatt hours, a $9 addition to my utility bill is negligible.
Thank you. Okay, would the clerk please call the roll?
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
No.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes. And that passes 6-1. Moving on, next item is request to the United States Army Corps of Engineers for a general investigation study for Scow Bay. The borough is requesting the United States Army Corps of Engineers perform a general investigation study regarding development of a harbor basin and breakwater along borough-owned property in Scow Bay. This request is updated for 2026. Do I have a motion to approve a request for an investigation and a study for Scow Bay?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved by Member Mucci, seconded by Member Martin. Discussion. Okay, Member Newman.
We have the Harbor Master talk about this?
Sure, I'd love to. So this is an ongoing project. You know, Scow Bay has been on our minds since, my mind, since 1993. And we've been looking at kind of a three-legged stool out there. Right now we're working, trying to cross the finish line on the boatyard as the first leg of that stool. And the second leg is to get a basin out there for an eventual third leg of a new harbor. And so I'm trying my hardest to get the federal government to come in here and do that on our behalf by proving that we need a new harbor and all of these other things. And so what we've done is propose that they come in and do a feasibility study, and if they, usually they being the Army Corps of Engineers, if they agree to do that, we've gotten very close to that that finish line of them coming in and doing this. And so in that investigation, that feasibility study, they will identify all the costs, they will identify all the permitting, they'll identify how we're going to dispose of the spoils, all of those things, and partner with the community to do that on our behalf. So it starts with the feasibility study. I think this is our fourth or fifth ask. We keep hearing that we're getting closer to the top of the pile. So maybe this will be the year that they say, let's do it. That being said, they require the community to buy in, and to that looks like a 50% match. So there's another cost to the Harbor Enterprise Fund that could be in excess of about $500,000 to $800,000 on our half of doing a feasibility study. So that's another project looming that we hope forward planning will reward us for. So. Thank you for that.
Good questions, assembly members? Okay.
Okay. I was just going to say, I know it's probably beyond the scope of many of our lives that we would actually see this, but it's an important thing to keep kicking on, try to get it going. If you look at aerial photo of Petersburg without the harbors and the airport, we don't have much going for us in the future. So I'm strongly support this kind of long-term planning.
Anybody else? Okay. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes. And that passes 7-0. Moving on, assignment of Alaska Commercial Electronics LLC lease to Island Refrigerations LLC. Alaska Commercial Electronics currently holds a lease with the borough for parcel 01-010-041. They have requested to assign this lease to Island Refrigeration LLC. Island Refrigeration LLC has agreed to assume all terms and conditions of the existing lease agreement. A copy of the lease assignment application and the assignments and assumption agreement is attached to this agenda. Do I have a motion to approve this agreement?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Moved by Member Newman, seconded by Member Mucci. Discussion. Okay. Seeing none, would the clerk please call the roll on the assignment?
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes. With that, next item on the is an assembly school board work session. And without objection, I would like to set that school board on Thursday, February 26, 2026 at 6 p.m. in the assembly chamber. And this is a work session that's required by the charter between between the assembly and the school board. Moving on, Title Network's work session. Mayor Lynn requests to schedule a work session at which Title Network will provide a presentation and answer community questions regarding communication towers on Monday, February 2nd, 2026 at 6 p.m. in the Assembly Chambers. This is a change to a work session from a community meeting that was scheduled at the January 5th, 2026 Assembly meeting. And this was after, this occurred after a discussion between the clerk and Mr. Copley. And this resulted from the last meeting is what we tried to do is to move forward. And what I'm hearing tonight is some discussion that we shouldn't have any meetings with Title Networks. But with that, I'm gonna open it. We need a motion on the floor to have that meeting.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
It's been moved by Member Mucci, seconded by Member Newman. Let's have the discussion on having a meeting with Title Networks, a work session with them. Member Mucci.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think it's great that Title Network is coming to Petersburg on February 2nd. That being said, who knows whether or not, that's weather both in, whether or not they can or whether the weather is conducive to them making it here. So I think it's great that they might show up. And I support them for coming to Petersburg. But I'll be talking about additional meetings after this. I think it's great they're coming.
Member Newman?
I can really sense a higher level of frustration with the people that have come here. It seems like they're not feeling like they're getting what they want. But honestly, I feel the same way as Assembly Mucci, Member Mucci, that I would like to hear what they have to say. And I would like to see them in person. And I'd like to be able to have a discussion with them. And maybe some good will come from it. And so that's the best that we can hope for. And I think we need to move forward with that. But I understand your frustration.
Member Stan Gregor.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to start with a brief point of order, if I could.
You may.
Thank you, sir. Briefly, just when some testimony was being given, for future reference, personal attacks against people or allegations are not conducive as per decorum during visitors' views. It kind of slipped past me when it was happening in the future that will be corrected. That's not something we allow towards anyone, whether it be President of Clinkett Haida or someone here, so just wanted to address that before I moved on. I will be voting yes on this. I'm I was glad that Mr. Cropley wanted to push it back to February 2nd. He wanted to allow more time for questions from the public. You know, I believe it was Mayor Lynn who, or some of us who had said, okay, maybe we'll get him in, you know, late January. And I was glad that Mr. Cropley wanted to push it back. I believe, contrary to some of the comments this evening, I like to believe they are acting in good faith as a company by asking for more public input, by having a Zoom meeting coming up for the public to listen to, chiming in on the last assembly meeting, and a friend to come here in assembly chambers on February 2nd. So I look forward to them coming here and hopefully answering questions to the satisfaction of the community. Thank you.
Okay, Member Mucci.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I'm going to vote in favor of this, of course, but I think what Member Stanton Gregor mentioned about the community listening session on the 27th of January, it's missing the point. It's tone deaf. I don't think the community wants to listen to what the community has to say, what Title has to say during their presentation. You know, I've wanted to hear what Title is planning to do, and I haven't, and I'm looking forward to that work session on the 2nd. I think, while I'm sure they're genuine in trying to be transparent with the community, I look forward to seeing them on the 2nd of February.
Member Schwartz.
Well, we read the answers to the questions. I mean, a lot of us read the answers to the questions, and many of the people that have talked to me are not satisfied. So this will maybe give an opportunity for some clarification or interaction between concerned public and Title. They were not satisfied with the answers to the questions. That's it.
Any other assembly member? You know, I want to go back because I, looking at it, watching in, we have four assembly members here, I believe, who have spent a considerable amount of their personal time trying to find a way forward. And yes, we have a number of things. Somebody suggested, well, we shouldn't have planning and zoning, shouldn't do anything. I disagree with that because what they were looking at is the future, not just now. And I think they need to continue with what they're doing. One of the assembly members suggested a change in their direction, which they accepted, I believe. And I think it needs to move forward. It's not going to be a short thing. It's going to take, maybe up to a year to do. I sensed a lot of frustration with a couple of the assembly members here because they can't find a way with all the work they've done. I know they've talked to council, our council. I've talked to our council. But trying to find a way to move forward under the rules of which we have to follow. Council has told me that under no circumstances may I take a position against where federal law is and where the federal regulations are. If I do, I can't support it, and would I want to spend the public's money, our public's money, to defend something of which I was going to fail? No, I can't do that. I couldn't vote to do that. So I support the meeting. Whether it'll go anyplace or not, I don't know. But at least having a discussion in my mind, will help at least solidify it one way or another, or maybe give us a way we can figure out to go forward. But right now, I can say that this assembly has been trying. I've watched them here and in the background. So I give them a lot of credit for that. And yes, there is terrible frustration. But I'm also going to vote for it because I'd like to have that, at least have the chance to have the discussion. With that, would the clerk please call the roll?
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to move on here, and there's communications in the packet. Those are also online. I won't talk to them. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor. We skipped an item. Item I.
Oh, the communication, tower work session. Thank you. I missed that. Member Mucci requests to schedule a work session in which community members can ask questions and provide input regarding communication towers on Wednesday, January 28, 2026 at 6 p.m. in the Assembly Chambers. Do I have a motion to approve a work session on January 28th at 6 p.m.?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, been moved by Member Schwartz, seconded by Member Mucci. Discussion?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I obviously put this on the agenda. Since I was elected in October, this has been a constant conversation in my life. Almost every day, somebody has called me and said, what the heck? How are we where we are now? And I am requesting Assembly's support for this meeting on the 28th so that the Assembly can sit here and listen to what the community has to say, write down their concerns, collate their questions that they might have to the Assembly and or title, and give the community a chance to more or less chew on the Assembly for an hour or two, because I think many of the members who I keep hearing from are frustrated and don't think that the Assembly is listening to them. And I think we're at a point now that if Tidal Network is going to be here on February 2nd, and we have a community meeting to listen to community concerns and questions regarding cell tower communications in Petersburg, I think it's an opportunity to do that. You know, part of this communication tower work session, I think, needs to be brought up that, you know, there's another carrier in town who is looking to put up one or two communication towers in Petersburg. They would prefer to co-locate with other towers in Petersburg, but if need be, they'll be putting in their own towers. And I think we need to have a frank discussion from the community about what they don't like. I'm not going to be too excited about, you know, internet facts and stuff. I want to just hear what the community has to say. And I think this is a good opportunity to make sure that the members of the community know that we're listening to them. Thank you.
Member Schwartz.
I'll take an hour or two meeting. I mean, there's been some 6, 8, 10-hour days with this whole thing. And I didn't keep track. Colleen kept track. Started at 7:30 this morning, and it's 10 o'clock at night, and you're still on the phone with this. Because I don't know why, I guess I'm approachable about this, but the phone calls didn't stop. And I can't speak for anybody else. But I got to speak for members of the community who I've known my whole life. I'm going to represent them. I got my own words for the federal government, the FCC, but I'll keep it myself. But I'm going to try to represent the people I've known and loved my whole life. Thank you.
Other members?
Yes, please.
Okay. Member Stanton Gregory.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Member Mucci, for putting this out there. I have a bit of heartache with another meeting regarding this, and not because I don't want to hear from members of the public. I think it is critical as an elected official to listen to the members of the public. We heard 41 minutes of testimony this evening regarding towers, more than that at the last meeting. You count planning and zoning meetings. I feel as an Assembly member, I'm getting lots of feedback from the public on this topic. Where I think I get confused as far as what I would get out of that meeting is, I think it's been pretty clear what people want, at least the ones who've been testifying, to be clear. Tonight we heard that we need to be filing an injunction from a member of the public said that against Tidal Network and file a suit. I said this last meeting, and I hope members of the public are listening, I don't think it is the borough's purview to be interfering with private business, whether it be a small local business or a different one, who is following their zoning requirements, playing by the rules, and then us changing the rules on them. I'll use one of our bigger stores here in town, Hammer and Weekon. They're operating within their purview on properly zoned land. For us to sue them to stop that, or some other company, is a... We are teetering towards what I would see as a large government overreach to change how people can use their property when they're using it according to their zoning. I do not think it is the borough's responsibility to act like a big government and decide who can use their industrial lots a certain way. I'm a small business owner, and if an assembly wanted to change the rules of how I was doing business and I was following the rules, I would be livid. If we tried changing the rules on pick your favorite small business or big business in town and they're using their land appropriately, I would expect them to be calling for heads with pitchforks, metaphorically speaking, of course, because they'd be right. It's not our job. It's not our purview. I feel like I've heard this feedback. They want us to do, some people want us to do things we cannot do by law. And I want to be very clear on the record, I want no part of that. I think it's a terrible precedent, which would result in terrible results long-term for the borough. Thank you.
Member Schwartz?
Well, last time I checked, none of the small businesses in town, including Havern Week, on any of the fishermen, had a $50 million grant behind them from the federal government, taxpayer money, to do anything. And the last time it was mentioned a few meetings ago, I started thinking about a seine skiff or a stack of crab pots or a warehouse. None of them emit radiation. That's all I have to say on that.
Member Martin?
Yeah, I'll actually be gone. The SARA board meeting, Ketchikan, is one they really want us to attend personally. But what I haven't had is a chance. I've had a few side discussions, and I've listened to a lot, but I haven't had a chance to do any back and forth, really, as an assemblyman with the Open Meetings Act. We still haven't really had that dialogue. The question is, could that happen on the 2nd, since we're already scheduled to do that? So I'm kind of thinking we could. It's 5 days later. We could do it then. But like I say, I won't be here anyway, but I'm going to be neutral. I don't know how I'm going to vote yet.
Okay, Member Mucci.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, you know, it's not government overreach. I mean, as an elected official, my priorities are to the community of Petersburg, and that's it. If somebody comes to town and wants to bully the community and not be a good neighbor and explain clearly to the community what they'd like to do, then I have an issue with that. And I want to make sure that we have a work session so that we can document the community's objections or support of a cell tower or communication tower. I mean, I know everybody has a cell phone in their pocket or close by. I understand that's part of the gig. But, you know, I think these cell communication tower folks need to be good neighbors and understand that there's issues that people don't like about what's going on. And I think that this meeting on the 28th will give the community an opportunity to let the assembly know their feelings. Thank you.
Member Martin.
My question is whether that can occur on the 2nd, or is it important that it happens before that work session? Because I would ask somebody in charge here, what's the difference? Or is that February 2nd work session limited somehow so that couldn't take place?
Let me address that. Is that the clerk and I have been talking about how we set that meeting up, and I come to the same place that Member Martin does, is I think that can be, that we can design that in such a way to allow folks to make presentations and make their talk, and then for the assembly to weigh in with questions. Remember, on a work session, you cannot make any decisions. So it would essentially, hopefully, we could put as much of that information onto the table as we possibly could at that time. And not only that, Mr. Cropley or whoever they bring can also, you know, would also hear that same those same presentations. So from my perspective, I'm about the same place. I have the same concerns Member Martin does, that I don't see a need for another meeting. But Member Mucci.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Well, the issue with the 28th meeting and the issue with the February 2nd meeting is the meeting on the 28th is in the evening. A lot of people have expressed frustration with me that noon meetings are just, it's really difficult to attend.
It's an evening meeting on the 2nd.
Both evening
okay.
meetings.
Okay, well, but we have an assembly meeting at noon on the 2nd, and if there's a lot of public comment during that. That meeting could go on for 3 hours.
Evening with the meeting with title is in the evening.
I understand that, but if we're looking
I fail to see the point, then, Member Mucci.
Well, the point is, if we're going to have people show up at the meeting of the 2nd to publicly comment during an assembly meeting, and then expect them to show up at 6 o'clock and do the same thing, I think we're missing the point. I think the point needs that we need a community meeting with community members and the assembly. Anybody can attend. Title Network can attend. But I'm hearing requests for us a work session just for the community to express their concerns to the assembly in an official capacity.
From my perspective, if the last meeting, we specifically separated those two meetings to make sure that we gave people time to do that. And we chose ourselves to attend both of those meetings. So I guess I haven't changed my position of from where we were, what I thought we agreed to at the last session. Thank you. Member Martin.
So I hadn't thought about the noon assembly meeting. So that changes it for me. I'll be gone anyway. Have fun. I'm in support of it.
Okay. Any other comments? Would the clerk please call the roll?
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Nope.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
No. The motion passes 5-2.
Mr. Mayor, if I may just jump in.
Sure.
From an organizational perspective, I still don't see the difference between those two meetings. That's not my place to understand. But I would encourage people to continue to take up. Title Network made the opportunity to say, send us your questions. Questions that are going to come up on the 28th now, it's going to be very difficult for us to get those questions typed up and sent to Title Network a couple days later. So I would encourage people, if you have questions, I heard a bunch tonight, get those sent in, because asking the assembly those questions on the 28th is going to be very difficult to get those turned around and available to Title Network so you can get answers. My guess is, from what I heard tonight, many of these questions are questions for Title, not for the assembly. So,
Member Mucci.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that at the meeting of the 28th, I am not expecting the assembly to answer the questions. I am expecting the community to address the assembly on their concerns about cell towers or communication towers in Petersburg. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to move on here. I did talk about the correspondence, and I'm down now to, I'm going to switch this around a little bit and take the items related to assembly member discussion items. And under that, we have one, Marine Passengers Fief, Member Mucci.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I know there's been some conversation about adjusting or amending the marine passenger fee, and I was just curious where we are on that process. The reason I'm asking is that I'd like to have it on the February 2nd as a discussion item if we haven't started working on it. And I was just curious where we are in the process.
Member Valentine, I think you brought that, you've talked about that earlier. Go ahead.
Yeah, I brought that up, and then it kind of took a backseat when Title came. I remember bringing it up, and then it took a backseat. And so at the moment, all it was I proposed in a discussion setting the rates. I don't have it in front of me, but the rates, what I believed, and the study that came out of Ketchikan of the other ports around Southeast Alaska and what they're charging. And then a couple, there's a couple articles out of Skagway and Sitka, or no, Skagway and Juneau, of like being careful to not get ridiculous with them, right? And so, yeah, I haven't at this moment, as far as I'm aware, it's just kind of stagnated from there.
I believe you also had an idea or proposal for what those fees should be after you'd looked at it.
Yes, yes, yes. Yep, I have that fees. It's on my computer, which I can send to the assembly, and you guys can look it over, and we can re-chat about it during the next meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I was just curious to have it on the agenda for the second meeting, just so we can have that discussion about if we need to adjust it and where those
as a new ordinance or as a discussion.
Well, I don't know if we need a new ordinance. I just think we need to talk about it.
Got it.
Okay. Any other?
I'll pull what I have and I will resend it to everybody to have them so everybody can look at before the second.
Okay, thank you. Anything else, Member Mucci, on that item?
No, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, moving on, he has Bear and Trash Awareness, ADF&G, June 6, 2026. Member Mucci requests an agenda item related to Bear and Trash Awareness.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I had a call from Frank Robbins, who is the ADF&G wildlife biologist, giving us a heads up that they're going to, ADF&G and other departments, whether it's a state trooper, Petersburg Police Department, Public Works, grant writing organizations from the state. And they are going to spend the 2 days here in June to help the community understand the bear issues in town. And Becky has, clerk has told me that she's going to bring it back up to us in May just to remind us, but I wanted to get it out there ahead of time.
Moving on, Member Mucci has housing on the agenda.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. You know, we had that great housing working work session several weeks ago. A lot of good things came out of that. And I've talked to a lot of people who are interested in helping the borough with putting together a housing working group to help the borough with other ideas other than what we're doing right now. And I think it's good to get members of the public involved in the process. So I'm going to have on the February 2nd under council discussion items about whether or not they would like to support putting a housing working group together. Thank you.
And Martin?
I'm pretty interested in that too. So thanks, Jeff.
Last item I have on here is on having TSA pre-check a station here.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And thank you to the assembly for being patient with me. We heard under the manager's report about fingerprinting, and I know when we were doing the child care task force, they were able to recommend getting a fingerprinting machine in here. And I'd like, under the assembly discussion items at the next meeting, about reapplying to the state or feds, whoever we do it, to be a location where people can get their TSA pre-check, the Twix cards, have it done here in Petersburg. And like the borough manager mentioned, we were turned down several years ago or whatever, because I thought we were close. And then, you know, you look at a map and we're this far away from Wrangell, and they don't understand that to get there, you've got to take a boat from one end of the island over across, or you got to fly, whatever. And, you know, maybe this would be a way to increase local revenue with the DMV, maybe have them operate it. But I'm going to have that under the February 2nd discussion items. Thank you.
Moving on, any assembly member comments? Member Martin.
Just want to put in a plug for the Sons of Norway Lutefisk dinner, February 1st. It's been bumped up due to scheduling conflicts. And find a member. I'm sure they'd be happy to take you on as their guest. So it's, and also I'm doing some of the work there. So please come. It's a shame to see it not put to use.
Thank you. Any recognitions now? Member Stan Greger.
Yeah, just briefly was already said, but I know all of the Power and Light Department, Steph Payne, Parks and Rec, Darby, Mattingly Electric. The community pool is a huge resource for our community that so many different user groups value and notice very quickly when it's unavailable, as I'm sure Steph is privy to. So just thank you to all parties involved for getting that facility up and running again, whether it be from Viking Swim Club to the Morning Swim Group, et cetera. And, for those who weren't aware, but the timely nature of getting it back online was huge in preventing mold, et cetera. It was, so it's really big thanks to everybody on that. It's a huge piece of community infrastructure, and I'm glad that we're able to use it again so quickly.
Any other recognition from assembly members? Okay, seeing none. Last item on the agenda, only like adjourn.
So moved. Is
there a second? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Thanks, guys.